My name is Robert Roots, Sr. I'm a retired disabled veteran. I'm a single father. I played basketball for a while when I was growing up. I started volunteering with my kids at the school, and that's my passion, you know, just trying to help the community, help the kids.
Hey, foul! Foul! Hey!
The kids that we work with are from third through eighth grade. What we're trying to teach, you know, you could go out there and apply it to anything. It's not just basketball we're teaching. We're trying to teach you guys life. Growing up in Meadowood, it was tough. I mean, it was only thing you seen around was the gang members, you seen the drugs, you know, and everywhere. It was widespread, you know, and there was nothing else to turn to for the young kids. I mean, they didn't have no community center. They didn't have the resources that we have now.
Baseline.
Some of the kids are troubled kids. Some of them don't have a mother at home or father at home, so they come over here. We stress on them going to school. We check and see if they get in trouble at school every day. You know, when they come to practice, first thing we do is say, hey, anybody get in trouble, raise hands. You know, we'll take care of that right now.
Hey.
We play at the church. We have a Genesis church, and they've opened the gym up for us. The first time we went up there, once we got done, I said, hey, you know what, you guys come over there, man, and pick up all the trash. I mean, clean the bathrooms up. And when that guy came to me, the next time I seen him, he came up to the director of the league, and he said, you know what, that coach, he can use the gym anytime he wants. I mean, we never seen no kids come in there and pick up after themselves or pick up after anybody else. But I told him, that's how you get stuff in life. I mean, you know, you do different things, man, and people don't expect. It's going to get you respect in life. During the summer, I had a couple kids come up to me, and one of them gave me a cigarette lighter. Another one gave me a knife, a pocket knife, and said, you know, hey, coach, I don't think I need this, you know. I said, hey, that's good. I'm glad, you know. And there's a lot of people he could have gave that to, but he came to me.
Go! Get out there, Darnell! What you waiting for?
When I'm on the sidelines, I have a hard time sitting down. I'm probably the most animated in there. Like, I know their potential. So I'm on everybody in there, and they listen. They listen pretty good, you know. And then after the game, they come up to me, and, you know, hey, thanks, coach, you know, thanks.
There you go. All right, that's better.
I've had a kid here for the past 4 years. He's a good kid. You know, he's one of the best players we had so far. I think it was a year or 2 years ago, his sister got shot, and I guess they were pretty close. His sister got killed, and she was young, a couple years older than him. And it kind of moved me, man, because he wasn't coming around, and he's here every day. He really didn't open up to me at first, you know. But then once I talked to him, I was like, okay, that's why. He just went into a stage where he didn't want to, you know, come to school. He didn't want to talk about it. He didn't want anything to do with nothing, you know. And it's like, you know, he started playing basketball here, and he got a lot better, you know, eased his mind, and he's comfortable now. You know, he deals with everything a little bit better now. The Stephon Clark shooting had a lot of impact on the kids because they see it as the same community. They see it as a troubled community, and they see the police coming harassing kids, black people. That's what they see. I mean, I've had kids even come up to me afterward, after the shooting, say, you know, I was thinking about being a police just so I could be one of the blacks on the police force. I mean, to kind of watch the white cops. And it's like, it's not just all white cops. So I see the impact it has. I mean, a lot of them are furious. I mean, they get mad, you know, saying, well, why do black people get picked on? One thing that the outsiders get wrong about Meadowview is they think it's still what it used to be. There's a lot changed in Meadowview since the shooting of Stephon Clark. There's a lot more programs. There's a lot more input from the community. There's a lot more awareness. It's not all good now, but it's better than it was. It's up to us to make a change. You know, that's why I work with the kids. And I want my legacy to be, he was a coach, he was a friend. He helped us out. That was my dad, that was my pop. And he was a good guy. Helping kids, man, is what it's about. That's why I tell them, you know, just because you're from the hood don't mean you have to be hood.